Chapter 47. Antenor speaks out. The sun set over the plains before Troy as Antenor hurried to King Priam. "My lord, I must speak my mind," he said. "We must return Helen and all the treasure that Paris took from her husband. Pandarus broke the truce. We fight as outlaws, and soon enough mighty Zeus will punish us and destroy this city." "No," said Paris, who had entered the room behind Antenor. "Your cowardice disgusts me, Antenor. You are not worthy to be a Trojan." Priam looked sharply in his direction. "Paris, do not speak to Antenor like this. He is thinking of the people, which is more than what you are doing. Have you forgotten this city suffers because of you?" Paris was silent. Then he said, "I will give the treasure back to Menelaus, if that is what pleases Antenor. I have no need for it." "And Helen?" asked Antenor. "No." Messengers were called, and the treasure was sent to the Greek camp in the hope that it might bring an end to the war. "Do not touch it," cried Odysseus. "Can you not smell their fear, their desperation? It is clear now that Troy will soon fall." "Send the gold back," said Agamemnon. That night the two sides feasted, but the mood in Troy was somber. Above, up on Mount Olympus, Zeus sat and watched with a heavy heart. He knew what disasters lay ahead.